You're listening to SBS News.
It's the result of a 25-year-long archaeological study. Australian divers this week filmed the first clear footage taken of the site, believed to be the final resting place of the HMS Endeavour, the ship Captain James Cook took to Australia and the South Pacific almost 250 years ago. Timber frames and drains can be seen in the images, as can the remains of four cannons. Around 10% of the ship's hull appears to be still intact. While the wreckage needs to be examined further, Alistair Walton, the Australian Consul General in New York, says it's an exciting discovery.
This is the resting place of the Endeavour in Newport Harbour. And when you've eliminated it down to one, and we've seen the sort of evidence that we've seen, I think I'm very confident that we have her.
Four samples of wood have been taken for testing, in the hope it will prove once and for all the wreckage is in fact of the HMS Endeavour. James Hunter, an archaeologist from the Australian National Maritime Museum, says the wreckage is in surprisingly good condition, given how long it's been underwater.
The bits that are buried under the silt have been very well preserved. They are slightly exposed, and so we have taken samples of those timbers in an effort to get that wood identified, to figure out what type of wood it is and where it may have originated from.
The Endeavour, which was later renamed Lord Sandwich, was one of 13 ships scuttled in Newport Harbour in 1778, in the days leading up to the Battle of Rhode Island. It was being used to transport troops during the American Revolution. Matt Giniau of the Old Port Marine Services has been running tours of the area for more than 20 years. He has followed the search for the Endeavour as it was narrowed down from 13 ships to 5 and now 1. Standing just in front of the area where the wreckage was found, he says the discovery is generating a lot of interest.
It's a secure area, so you can't get too close with boats. You can't dive in this area. These yellow buoys behind me mark the research area. They continue to dive here every day when the weather cooperates. But it's caused an increase in tourism here in Newport. There's a lot more interest.
Many, including Commander Doug Theobald of the Royal Australian Navy, are hoping parts of the Endeavour's wreckage will one day return to Australia.
I would like to see some of it back in Australia. Everyone likes a good story and discovery, but the preservation is going to take decades and a lot of money.
It's now hoped remains of the Endeavour, wherever they may be, will make it back to Australia before 2020, which marks the 250th anniversary of Captain Cook's arrival. The National Library of Australia is opening a new exhibition focused solely on Captain Cook. Three handwritten journals from his Pacific voyages will be on display together for the first time. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.